Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh. Say woo. Breaking
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what? Breaking
up. We give, showing others how to live.
Good evening out there. You are waking up with Linda Mac and get those cells moving through the brain. It is Think Thursday, and we have Miyoshi Marie. What's up coming on with us? She's going to be talking about Black Power. But you know, we're here celebrating Black History Day, month, year, forever. I like to see the advertisements on TV when it says Black History is just not for a month. I like seeing that. But before we get started, I want to share something with you. The moment we resolve, I will become healthy, I will become strong, I will work cheerfully toward my goals, our lives begin to move in that direction. We have to make up our minds. And don't let anybody else make up your mind for you. I know you was out there. The affirmations that we have going on here is the never give in to your negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Proceed as the mighty fearless lion when you're going for something. But be shining like that bright, beautiful sun. No matter what, we have to make the impossible possible. So I'm going to play this little excerpt for you. For Maya Angelou, you know, if you don't know who she is, get busy. Do research. She has a lot of information for you. So let's get going here. Just listen real close to Maya. Would I know why the caged bird sings? Just a little bit. Here we go.
Random House Audiobooks presents I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou. Read for you by the author.
When I was 3 and Bailey 4, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr., from Long Beach, California, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and Father had shipped us home to his mother. A porter had been charged with our welfare. He got off the train the next day in Arizona, and our tickets were pinned to my brother's inside coat pocket. I don't remember much of the trip, but after we reached the segregated southern part of the journey, things must have looked up. Negro passengers, who always traveled with loaded lunch boxes, felt sorry for the poor little motherless darlings and plied us with cold fried chicken and potato salad. Years later, I discovered that the United States had been crossed thousands of times by frightened black children traveling alone to their newly affluent parents in northern cities or back to grandmothers in southern towns when the urban North reneged on its economic promises. The town reacted to us as if in...
I just wanted to give you a little bit of Maya. You know, she has some audio coming out. Check out YouTube, Maya Angelou. She has some information for you. And, of course, you know, I'm going to remind you here, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. That is my guy, James Baldwin. I'm going to repeat that again. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. Keep that in mind. We give that to the young. We have history in the making here with Miss Amanda Gorman out there. Kamalita Harris, we just make history every minute of the day. Tomorrow night, we'll have a history legend here. She'll be on with us. She's the first black scientist for Chevron Oil. Arlene Brown Harris will be here to share with us. She has a book out called Arlene. But before I get to playing some relaxation for you, let's talk about the health benefits of being kind. It's about kindness here. And according to Dr. David Hamilton, who wrote the book, Five Side Effects of Kindness, in 2017, he kind of like made it a list, and I want to share it with you because the heart plays a role in whatever we do here. Number one, we feel happy. Number two, acts of kindness. Number three, do your research about the medication and what gives you emotional warmth. And when you do that research, it gives you information of slowing the aging process. And kindness improves relationships. And kindness is contagious. Those five things, when we feel happy, when we do something kind for someone, this is the in part due to elevated levels of the endorphins and the dopamine, which lead to good emotions, acts of kindness. We also feel emotionally warm doing acts of kindness. These acts produce oxytocin in the brain and body, causing a release of nitrous oxide in the blood vessels. This dilates blood vessels and reduces blood pressure. In other words, kindness is good for the heart, and it is considered a cardioprotector. Number three, research shows that oxytocin also produces through emotional warmth, reduces level of free radicals and inflammation in the cardiovascular system, and that's what slows down that aging process. Kindness also improves relationships by reducing emotional distances between people, resulting in higher bonds. Thanks to our evolutionary ancestors, we're wired to cooperate in order to survive and thrive. Let me repeat that again. Thanks to our extraordinary ancestors, we're wired to cooperate in order to survive and thrive. And the lastness with kindness is contagious, and it ripples the effect. While documenting, one study noted an anonymous organ donor. Decision to share a kidney resulted in other family members of the recipient to donate their kidneys to others in need. In the end, 10 people received a new kidney because of that one anonymous donor. We have to keep it moving out here. We're here for each other. I just kind of like wanted to share that with you to give you something to think about. Play some music, and we're just going to listen and relax and wait on Miyoshi What's Up to come and tell us about Black Power. Welcome in.
I love you and I'll see you real soon.
This segment with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc., a nonprofit organization that moves for the people, that move on the solutions for the needs of the people. It's all about the people here. CUC is the acclimation that they're under. They are advisors and consultants that move out. They can take you from Wall Street to Main Street. The consultants are very, very skilled. They come in, they do change making, they make changes, whatever is needed to get to that bottom line fix is Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc. And I had a friend to send me some information. Cynthia Tiggs sent some information as a reminder. And she was speaking about Rosa Parks. And Rosa Parks was in a meeting with a very, very, very special person of a different culture. As a matter of fact, my favorite mentor. And this is the statement that she made. We are two people who respect the differences between our cultures. Difference in cultures can and must coexist. But we can come together. Our meeting today serves as a model for anyone in working toward world peace. One begins with self. So I'll put it out there. In order to get it peaceful, you have to start with you first, as Stephanie Haynes always tells us to keep it in balance. As she's given us education on those chakras mean things there. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I wanted to put a shout out to Cynthia for sending that, because Rosa Parks, you know, we have a lot of history. History, history, history. For those of you out there who do not know the history, get into the research. Ask questions. Some of us were fortunate enough to have our family members share with us and tell us all about ourselves. See, in the South, I'm a Southern girl. Your aunties raise you there, and your aunties are storytellers, and they tell you where you came from and what you made about and what you can do and what not to do. So for those who did not have that pleasure of learning who they are, where they came from whence you came, do your research. It's very exciting out there, because you'd be surprised where it all started from. And I'm just going to put one name out there I really want you to research, and that is Lucy, L-U-C-Y. Read up on Lucy and tell me what you found out. Now, my youth wanted me to play this song, and you know, I always give them what they need. They have messages out there. They do it a different way, so I just want to just share it, because I promised I would do it. So please sit back and listen. Our hungry ghost
closets are full of bones. They won't flow. Colored up word mobility, but you've been sold down the river. There's another form of slavery, and the whole man-made white world is a master. When you fancy the material world, you'll see the link to change. You and your fancy material world, you'll see the links of change binding. You and your fancy material world, you'll see the links of change binding.
When your heart is free, to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy, and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said.
Keep your head up.
all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
We're moving right on into Miyoshi Marie, and what's up? You know she's going to be talking to us, and when she leaves off, you will have some thoughts to think about when she finishes with you. Miyoshi Marie, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Linda?
Hey, you up? What's up with you? Happy Thursday to you. To hear your voice out there with your busy, busy, busy life and the little one that you're carrying with you. How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. I feel amazing. I feel blessed. I feel motivated. I feel encouraged. And on top of that, it's Black History Month. So you know how I'm feeling.
Okay, I got you.
So tonight's topic is I chose Black Power just off the fact that tomorrow we have a great movie coming out, Judas and the Black Messiah, a story about our great history.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, just to put it out there, the Black Power that reside within us, the divine, we always, for so long, Black people have fought for so long, and we're always determined, and we always persevering to our goals. And it's just that we need to keep that momentum and that attitude and that stride, even you know this year. I was actually doing some research yesterday about the new Greenwood, and I guess it was called the Black Wall Street, and how it was this city filled with all these, you know, magnificent titles, lawyers, doctors, accountants, and they were all Black
yes.
in 1961. And just to hear about that, I was like, you know, amazed and, you know, reading that, and they all lived in this, you know, this one city. And of course, an incident happened where, you know, the Caucasian came because one of the black boys from the city was accused of touching a girl inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt like they could come to the new Greenwood, the city, the district, march, and burn a city down, which they did. And they killed, I believe, don't quote me, 39 to 45 people, and some of the rest just, you know, fled, and basically the city was never, you know, built up again.
Mm-hmm.
So it just brought me down. It just brought me to realizations for 2021, how we have so many Black people that are in positions of power. Yeah, we may not all live in the same city or the same district, but I'm like, well, 100 years later, we're still striving. You know, we still hold those high positions, doctor, lawyers, and accountants, and, you know, many others. And it was just amazing. I was like, wow, this should be a retold story, but, you know, a more modern version, 2021. And it kind of got me fired up about the Black Power. It's just that we have so much power, and we sometimes in life as an entrepreneur, as a young Black woman, sometimes we also allow life and its defeats to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we get discouraged and, you know, we stop. And I'm just the reason why I told that story is, you know, just send some encouraging words that don't stop, because you just never know what's at the end of that tunnel. And also the power that resides, you know, of what we've been through, you know, and we don't get those great stories about what we have achieved, Black people have achieved, or the positions that they have hold. We always get that slavery story, which I'm tired of, because
right.
We already know about that. Let's talk about the real deal, what we did have, you know what I mean, and what we have now, and how that could be still it's still an everlasting thing. And I feel like if young people also knew more stories about the Greenwood, you know, 1921 and the Black Wall Street and all those such a things, it would give them motivation, because we always thought that Black people never had nothing, and we was always the first to invent anything. But then also we had power, we had position, you know, and we had money. You know, these were wealthy Black millionaires in 1921. Mm-hmm. But if young people don't know that, and all they hearing is about us picking cotton, you know, even I, how can I get motivated off of that if that's all I'm hearing, that we have, that's all we ever did, if that right. makes sense. So I just want to encourage, you know, each and every one that's listening, that we need to do more of our research about our people, so that we can know that we have done more than what they have told us, what they have showed us, what they have teached us. And mm-hmm. also that if they did it in 1921, 100 years later, 2021, best believe I can do it too, and I can reside those high positions with the Black power that reside in us. So I just want to encourage and say, yeah, you have it too. We all have it, you know, inside of us. That's why we're so strong and we're rebels.
Oh, yeah.
And just to send a message out there that it's here. It's in you.
I'm laughing because, you know, what's up? You know, that's why we call it wisdom and what's up, and there's some years in between. But you're talking about what needs to be done, and you're absolutely correct. Before you came on, as I mentioned to them, coming out the South, your aunties raised you, right? They showed you ropes. And they let you know who you were, where you came from, what your qualifications are, and what you're capable of doing at an early age, okay? Those storytellers are not around anymore, but the ones that embedded that in you, see, that's bred it in you. So that's when you have the courage, the confidence, this stuff is in your blood. But as you say, most of us, all of that history has been removed, and I will connect you, and I want you to meet two dear, dear professors of mine, Dr. Lane Parker-Gills and Henry Easley. They know that history. When I went back to school and I took the African history, I didn't know that Africa had so many rivers, and, you know, just things that has been removed that we don't know. It's a basically mindset here. So as you're saying, and I'm smiling over here because you're out there with the young ones and you're shaping that mind, so you know to put that piece in the pot, because you know what's missing out there. So once you get it, and as I quoted to them, my favorite person is James Baldwin, and James Baldwin says, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And that's true. And you're coming back, co-signing that, only doing it in a more modern way. And I like the idea of you speaking of, you know, make Greenwood a little bit modern, so you thought of it. So, you know, Miss Producer, get on out there and do it, and whatever you want to do, I'll do my part, you know, because it's a story that needs to be told. And I'm in agreement with you. All you hear is about the slaveries. I tell people, I tell them, because I know the history. I know from whence I came. So if I have to talk with you about it, I saw a picture, and I put it on my phone. I can't remember who sent it. And on this picture, I'll send it to you. It says, slavery is not our history. Slavery interrupted our history. Okay? That is
right.
So true. So I'm listening to you, you know, and you are, we all powerful. Every human being on this earth carries that inner power. But depending on how they look at it, like with the situations that we're going through now, all this event, all of that, you know, you have to keep yourself how can I say it, healthy. You know, you're doing the teledoctor appointments and people not going into the doctor's office, and it makes you go out. I've had bought a blender. I bought a juicer. I'm trying to take care of myself because these tele appointments don't get it to me. I like to be in my doctor's face and point and say, okay, this is the problem. How soon are we going to take care of this? And I was able to speak with him, and I had a list of things that I was talking to him about, and he said, oh, you're going to have to come in. That was music to my ears, okay? Now I'm going to shield up like Venus, okay? I have my face shields, my mask, my gloves. When I step in the door, they have to move the chairs out the way. And if I don't see them wiping and spraying, I don't go in there, okay? But there, he's my family physician. He's a wonderful physician with his family on, and he's been my physician for years. So I'm feeling pretty excited about it. But we have to keep ourselves healthy so that our minds can move. And with you, with the little one, and you out there, you're seeing this. It's good that you're reading about Greenwood. It's a whole lot of stories you could read. I have some family stories that I will share with you, but I will not share them over the air. That will just have your mouth wide open. At, like I say, if you know whence you came. So sometimes, you know, I'm not the type that run naked in the neighborhood, but I will sit down and take some time out, and I will share some of these things with you. See, there's history all around you. Everything we do, what we did 20 minutes ago, is history. But you have some powerhouses, okay? And as I said, not just black people, all people are endowed with that power. It just depends on how they use it. As we're seeing it today, looking at, you know, this whatever this thing, this impeachment, whatever it is, you know, you see how that flows and how that goes. It's just we have to sit down and research, listen, be aware. And I am so glad that you shared that with us to remind us. So you read about Greenwood. What else have you reading about? What else would you like to know? It's a lot of stuff out there.
Well, currently I have started, but I haven't really got full-fledged, is my Cecily Tyson Just As I Am book that you brought me that I can't wait to really indulge in.
Oh,
just fall right into it and let my mind just go, because that's like literally an icon. And to, you know, read her stories and just get a lot of her wisdom and her gems, you know, for someone that was just so delicate and classy and elegant for so long. One thing I will say about Miss Cecily Tyson, God bless her soul, is that I admire her is because ever since she was acting, she said that she would never play a prostitute or a drug dealer because she didn't want to represent black women like that. And I thought that was amazing, because sometimes we could be misrepresented in all ways. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that she didn't want to represent, even though it was a role and she was acting. It could still be the truth, and that's not what she wanted to act or to play the role. And she wanted to play roles that had some type of dignity, and that's what I really love about her. Sometimes we have to take the high road and say, you know, just because that's a good film and that's a good show, but is this really good for my integrity? You know, how does this define me? You know, how will little girls look up to me? And for her to say that at such a young age, going into acting, and at that time, you know, those were different times back then. Right. And for her to stand tall and to be clearly still relevant, you know, all those years still relevant, still working, and still with class, and still holding a high standard about herself as a black woman. So just to have that and to hear that, and now to actually have a book that she wrote, I'm excited. I'm blessed to even have it. Because I wasn't thinking about it, but for somebody to think of me, I want to say thank you, Linda. I can't wait to really just fully indulge in it and really just allow myself to get lost in it.
It was my pleasure.
The word that she wrote.
Yes. Yes, and meant every bit of it. It was my pleasure, because I know how you love to read. You're always speaking of books. You're always expanding your mind. You know, you're always sharing. So what gift could you give a person, you know? And so when it hit out, I had to get the flying. I said, oh, no, this is going to What's Up. Because What's Up, get in here and read this, and she'll be able to tell you about it, because I know you love to read, which is a good thing. But I'm glad that you mentioned the city, the Black Wall Street, and you're getting into it, because, yes, we have history, you know, lots of history, and it's not all about the cotton patches and the cotton fields. And like I said, I will not share my family story over the air, but I will share it with you personally, and it's going to mesmerize you. Okay, and each time I think back, or it's something that's with you, you never forget. And when you're into your emotion or according to your behavior, see, principles are very, very important. So, but it's that blood that's there, that kind of like keeps you balanced. And if you know that blood, what it can do, what it cannot do, what it shouldn't do, then it sort of like keeps you straight. But you have to know who you are. You know, and when you know who you are, you can shine like the bright sunshine and just do what you have to do. And for you to be at the stage in between, you know, because we're reaching back for those little ones, and for you to have a desire to do that, it's like music to my ears, okay? And I'm glad. I'm bringing more books, okay, now that I know. But I'm so, yeah. There, we need to set a book club. I like to get the little ones, the small ones. I, you know, even though they can't even not even read, I like them to draw me pictures. You know, they tell me their story through pictures, right? And we sit up and we talk about it, and I frame it. So sometimes I take all the collections of the pictures, no matter how crazy they look or what they look like, and we place them and have like an art gallery, and we sit down and talk about it. So what I'm actually doing is getting them, acclimating them to start going to museums, start understanding art when they walk in, to know, you know, and you have to start that at an early age. So that just brings me great pleasure. I just don't know where it will go, but to hear you say what you're saying, and you didn't know, it's a lot out there that not only you don't know, that a lot of us don't know, because it's been hidden away and we have not taken out the time to go dig it. You got to dig it like a bulldozer. It's there. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's called the emergency response, you know, for your life. Because like I said, and I'm going to say it again, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And that is by James Baldwin. If you are not familiar with James Baldwin, I'll get you something on that, too, because he's gutsy. The poet, my favorite, well, Maya Angelou, but Lucille Clifton is a gutsy poet. And poets tell stories through their words, right? So Lucille Clifton is someone that you will enjoy also. As a matter of fact, there's something happening on the 13th, I'll send you that information from her foundation. But she's a gutsy poet. And, of course, I know you know about Maya Angelou. So those are things that – are you familiar with Maya?
Yes, I am. And Still I Rise, that's my favorite poem.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My favorite. I okay. Love You from Maya Angelou.
Yes, yes.
So,
I
just want to tell people – you play what?
I didn't hear you, Miyoshi.
I said, you played what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You were fading out on me.
I said, you played what? What did you play?
Oh, I played a little excerpt of Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, on that. Mm-hmm. And it was she was telling a little story. So when we came on the show tonight, I just gave him a little bit of her, to give them something to think about. But when I send you the link, you'll be able to hear it. Yeah, I know why the cage bird sings. But she has some things coming out.
I believe Maya Angelou was a genius. Her writing was very therapeutic to the soul of women, especially Black women. She knew where to just hit it, to just hit the note on. And I'm thankful for her because Till I Rise, that's my favorite. It always gave me the motivation that no matter what, you know, Still I Rise. And that should how it be for every black soul. And we should always pay homage and recognition to the ones that have came, the ones that have paved the way, and now the ones that have passed the baton to the,
yes,
you know, to the uprising and the rising stars. So I just want to say to you guys, black power is all within us. And like I said before, all power is from within, but therefore under our control, an unknown author. So we have to go within and not out. It's always within, not out. It's always external. It's always internal, not external. We have to always remember that. To my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall. Stay woke, you guys.
Yumi Yoshi Marie, what's up? You gave him something to give some good thought to. Until next week, please have a lovely evening. Let me make my list out for books for you, because I want you to get real busy over there. And it is my pleasure, okay? I love you.
All right. Love you too.
Thank
you. Can bless
thank you. That was Miyoshi, what's up, giving us some insight on that black power. She'll be back next week. She's heavy, and she works out in the community with the kids. It's like teaching them how to strive and thrive. That was Miyoshi Marie, what's up? Let's keep going. Like to give a shout out there to Dr. Cynthia Tiggs Moore. That's the best supporter, and she assists me for sending me that great information on Dose of Parts. Love you out there. Have a lovely day. Dr. Moore, thank you.
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it. Break
we
it
give,
up.
Showing others how to live.
We can't share, we love all through the land.